Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with the
little heartland rock and roll bringing us back. That's Mr. John Mellencamp. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check those out and take advantage of all the things that are there for free. Some things we'll charge you for, like the book, otherwise. But you can read all about the book there and find out a lot about it, even without buying any of it. Keita Spock is our guest. She's our good friend and the author of The Simple Life. She is one of the people we turn to when we want to find some balance in our lives. Keita, thanks again for being here. I need you to tell us how we can find you online, your books, and you have some little gems that you distribute periodically. I'd like to give people the opportunity to get.
Yeah, for sure, Jim. If people can go to KeitaSpock.com, KeitaSpock.com, I have a gentle message that I distribute every Monday morning, and I think sometimes that little boost for all of you out there might be just the thing you need to get you through the week. Very, very short. You just subscribe to my gentle message. It'll come to you automatically every Monday morning.
And I encourage you to do that. And the book is available from there. They can link from there over to your book, The Simple Life.
That's right, The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required. Also, on my website, KeitaSpock.com, buy books, go there, buy it. I think it's such a short, quick read, yet it has some real substantial stuff.
I've got my copy right here. Hey, Keita, we're talking about family, and
yeah.
I made this bold statement that all small businesses are family-owned businesses because the families are involved. If you don't have family working and taking a W-2 out of the business, they're still the support group. They're still there. They're still a impacting what you do in your business. If for no other reason than we feel like we've got, as we alluded to in the previous segment, we feel like we've got to support the family, and so we're working hard, and everything we do, we're trying to do for the family, but sometimes that takes us away from the family, and so there's a balance that we have to deal with. Then when things are tough on our end at the business, how much do we take home with us? What are we going to frighten the innocents, you know, with all the trouble we have? And you know, how much do we let them know? How much their levels of, the different levels of responsibility that we have to our family, and they to us is staggering, isn't it?
It is, in the sense that usually before one would enter one's business or is establishing it, you would be having a fairly deep and serious talk with your partner or your closest relative, whatever the case may be, and talk about, you know, how much do they want to be involved. And it's there that you establish those communication lines that should be existing throughout the course of running your business. I think the whole idea of keeping things, major things, away or quiet from someone who is a profound part of your life is a mistake. I think a sharing, a communication, an open line with somebody who is important to you, whether it's your wife, your partner, your sister, your uncle, whoever, is extremely important. Because let's face it, Jim, one person cannot carry a whole business.
No.
Not emotionally.
No, and this is the thing, if for husbands and wives out there, who, regardless of who the owner is and who's not involved in the business, there are things that both sides need from the other, and if you don't know what those are, you have to find out what those are. Otherwise, they go wanting, and in the wanting is the dysfunction.
That's right. And in fact, if for instance the partner, the wife, is not understanding what's going on at work, the husband is becoming quiet or sullen or moody or anxious, depressed, withdrawn because of some downswings right. and what's going on at work. She doesn't know what's going on. She may think it's her. She may think it's the family itself.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's. I mean, you could interchange the genders in there. More and more. But anyway, the thing that we have to realize is that your business, if you have a small business, it's a family business, right, Keita? And you don't delude yourself into thinking that you can protect your family from the separation. One of the things that I've said for a long time, Keita, is our business weaves a very fine seam between it and our life. What do you think?
Definitely. Business, when you are running it, is your life, Jim. Mm-hmm. So that to allow others to share in it and understand it would be like you shielding yourself personally mm-hmm. from someone who is intimate or knows you well. It's a form of deception, actually, because you're not allowing the other party to see all of you. And let's face it, that aspect of being able to share, to me, is ultimately important in having mm-hmm. not only a balanced business, but having a balanced life.
Keita, when is the Boston Marathon?
It's April 20th.
And you qualified for it. You're getting ready for it, aren't you?
I sure am. I'm running about 25 miles this weekend in training.
Good for you. Well, we'll be pulling for you.
Thank you kindly.
Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen. KeitaSpock.com is her website. I encourage you to check it out. We'll have her back another day. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.